Well, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Canadian Hockey League has suspended its season. The same can be said about the Canadian Junior Hockey League. For more on that, is CJHL President Brent Ladds now joins us on the line. Brent, I can't even imagine what you went through on Thursday through a very hectic day. Walk us through the decision-making process where you decided the future of the CJHL this season.
Well, it's been a pretty unique 48 hours, to tell you the truth. And, you know, as reports began filing in from different sporting organizations, professional and amateur, on cancellations, and more information and advice coming in from the health authorities within each of the provinces where our leagues operate, it became apparent that we had to undertake to do something and get more involved. We were fortunate enough to be part of a Hockey Canada call yesterday afternoon where, you know, the topic was discussed in great depth. And at the end of the day, you know, we're hockey people, and I think everybody traditionally is looking for a way to keep the season going. But I think social responsibility sort of gravitated towards us canceling the season. And it's been well received amongst our membership.
Just to be clear, unlike the NHL and the NBA and a number of other leagues who have said they have put their seasons on pause, your season is officially canceled. How difficult was it to take that additional step and say, you know what, we just can't come back this year?
Yeah, and cancel might be a relative term that was used within the release we sent out. If, you know, by some miracle in 2 or 3 weeks, you know, this turns around, there may be an opportunity to come back. But right now, I think the mindset is that it has been canceled, and it was a tough year to do it because, unfortunately, you know, there's been a lot of work done in various communities relative to hosting regional championships and our national championship. The unveiling of the new Centennial Cup in Portage was to take place in May. So, yeah, it was a pretty big decision.
Contact with the players. How much contact with the players have your owners had? And is there any word out there about any of the players testing positive? Or how will you continue to follow up with them at this point?
We've not had direct contact with any of the players from a CJHL perspective. The leagues conveyed the information relative to the cancellation of the season last evening. And as a result of that, I'm sure that a lot of the players got information late last night, and we'll get continue to get information early today. So we have no confirmed diagnosis of coronavirus with any of our players or staff people at this point. But that's not to say people might not be carrying it and not be aware of it.
You've got over 3,000 players in your league right across the country, and now these are guys who are suddenly finding a significant amount more time on their hands, and they've got a lot of questions about where they go from here and what they do. And some of them may be listening right now. What advice would you give to them over the next week and a half or so for their own safety and well-being?
Yeah, I think they have to follow, you know, the provincial health and federal health guidelines in terms of keeping themselves safe. And as much as hockey is important to all of us, right now it has to be a secondary consideration in these trying times. And that's got to be their first and foremost priority. And hockey will take care of itself. It'll all come back, and we'll reorganize at a point in time when it's appropriate. But right now I think health and safety is more important.
In conversation with CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, I'm sure when you took this post, there's no way you would ever thought in your mind that you'd have to deal with anything like this, and hopefully it never happens again. Give us a sense of where you're at right now personally through this.
Well, you know, after you go through the process of the last 24 hours, you kind of sit in a quiet moment and say, I can't believe this has all happened. And but you understand, I mean, the media is the information that we've received constantly through the media has been ongoing, and it's not unique to hockey. It's everybody. It's every walk of life. And like as I said earlier, you know, we all have a social responsibility. I think I listened to Rory McIlroy in an interview yesterday, and he said, you know, what appears to be today as an overreaction, 3 weeks from now might be regarded as an underreaction. And I think that's true.
Social responsibility is so critical. And let me just say, congratulations on what your league has done. It would have been so easy to have a knee-jerk reaction. It would also have been very easy just to say, hey, it's not as bad as everybody's saying. But you guys have certainly found the balance, and social responsibility is the word that seems to echo right now with me. Congratulations on the way you've handled this situation. Best of luck. Stay safe and keep your family safe and healthy as well, Brent.
Thanks, Juno. Thanks for all your support.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.